Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. We would like to welcome everyone to Yoshimaru's third quarter 2020 earnings conference call. Present at the conference today and available for the Q&A session are Mr. Marcos Oliveira, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Elcio Ito, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer, and Luis Abreu, Strategy, M&A, and Investor Relations Director. We'd like to inform that this conference call is being broadcast on the internet at the company's website at www.yoship.com.br, and the presentation is available to download at the Investor Information section. We also inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation, and then we'll start the Q&A session. During this call, in case any participant should need assistance, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Yoshimaru's management, as well as the information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Now I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Marcos Oliveira, Yoshimaru's CEO. Mr. Oliveira, you may begin your conference.
Good morning and welcome to Yoshimaru's third quarter 2020 earnings call. I will follow the slides in the presentation made available on our website. Our priority since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic has been and continues to be taking care of the health of our employees, their families, and communities in the 32 plants in 14 countries in which we operate. We adopt protocols established in accordance with the guidelines of authorities for each location, implemented actions, rules, and controls to monitor the entire process, in addition to providing the necessary support to our employees. We are attentive to the evolution of the pandemic and continue to strengthen our procedures, aiming the safety of our people. During the third quarter of 2020, we observed a gradual and consistent recovery in demand for motor vehicles, confirming our expectation and also our customers' views. After a reduction of more than 62% in global automotive production, excluding China, in the second quarter of 2020 compared to the second quarter 2019, vehicle production in the same markets showed a substantial recovery, reaching a 10.4% drop in the third quarter of 2020 when compared to the same period of the last year. The Brazilian market, which was in the second quarter 2020, a few weeks late in the pandemic cycle, started recovering more clearly during August, with the automotive sector seeking to accelerate local production during the last 2 months. With the recovery of demand, the expectation of the main information providers in the automotive market is for a decrease in the global production of around 20% in 2020, against previous expectation of a drop between 25 and 30%. The recovery in the third quarter 2020 compared to the second quarter 2020 can be demonstrated by Yoshimaru's net revenue, which increased 114.6%, in comparison with third quarter 2019, net revenue was equivalent, although positively influenced by the devaluation of the real. In terms of profitability, we had an adjusted EBITDA margin of 9.6% compared to a negative margin in second quarter 2020. Despite the gradual recovery of volumes, the company maintained its effort to reduce costs and maximize cash generation, focusing on three fronts: reduction in operating expense, reprioritization and reduction in CapEx versus the third quarter of 2019, ongoing restructuring and beginning to execute the closure of the Akron plant in the United States as previously announced. The company's cash balance increased from 1.4 billion reais in the second quarter of 2020 to approximately 1.6 billion reais in the third quarter 2020, driven by generation of operating cash, new funding, and full renewal of short-term debt that matured during the quarter. In the slide number one, we can observe main highlights for the third quarter. A cash position of 1.6 billion reais, or an increase of 249 million reais versus the second quarter of 2020. Net revenue reduction of 1.1% versus the third quarter of 2019, while during the second quarter 2020, net revenue was lower by 56% versus the second quarter of 2019. Adjusted EBITDA of 241 million and margin of 9.6%. Excluding exchange rate variation in the period, operating expense were 21.8% lower than the third quarter of 2019. Excluding exchange rate variation in the period, investments were 64% lower than the third quarter of 2019. On slide number two, we can follow the consolidated net operating revenue of the company of 2.5 billion reais in the third quarter of 2020, 1.1% lower than the same period of last year. During the first nine months of 2020, a consolidated net operating revenue of 5.9 billion reais, a reduction of 23% versus the first 9 months of last year, impacted primarily by the pandemic and the drop in the second quarter, and also the gradual recovery of demand and production during the third quarter. On slide number three, we can start looking at the operational performance in the different regions where the company operates. And looking at South America, our revenue of 581 million reais in the third quarter of 2020 was down 19.6% versus the third quarter of 2019. As the COVID-19 cycle started later compared to Europe and North America, we see the gradual recovering participation of South America in the consolidated net revenue of the company. South America in the third quarter of last year represented 28.4%, and in the third quarter of 2020 represented 23.1%. When you look at market performance in terms of vehicles produced during the third quarter, we can see the light vehicle production in South America down 23.1% versus the third quarter of last year, and commercial vehicles production down 27.5% in the third quarter of 2020 versus the same period of last year. On slide number four, the operational performance in North America, we can see the net operating revenue of the company down 0.6%, achieving 797 million reais in the third quarter of 2020. Consistent and gradual recovery in both segments, light and commercial vehicles, were observed during the third quarter of 2020. And the company's revenue was positively impacted by the exchange rate variation during the period. When we look at the participation of North America in our consolidated net operating revenue, North America stayed relatively stable at 31.7% in the third quarter of this year, similar to the same level last year. In terms of market performance, in terms of vehicles produced in the region, light vehicle production was down 0.3% in the third quarter of 2020 versus third quarter 2019, and commercial vehicle production was down 32% in the third quarter 20 versus third quarter 19. And also, revenue was impacted by exchange rate variation and commercial vehicle production that was an all-time record last year in 2019 was expected to be down in 2020 even before the pandemic of coronavirus. On slide number five, we can see Europe, and we can observe the net operating revenue of the company at 921 million reais in the third quarter of 20, an increase of 14.7% versus the same period of last year. Also, consistent and gradual recovery during the third quarter of 20, and revenue was positively impacted by the exchange rate variation. The participation of Europe in our net operating revenue grew from 31.6% in the third quarter of 19 to 36.6% in the third quarter of 2020. Vehicles produced in the region can be observed on the left bottom side, where we see vehicle production down 9.6% for light vehicles in the third quarter of 20 versus third quarter of 19, and commercial vehicle production down 28.1% in the third quarter of 20 versus the third quarter of 19. Looking at Asia and other markets, our net operating revenue was similar to last year at the 215 million reais, a small increase of 0.4%. Due to the recovery of the light vehicle segment and the ramp-up of the aluminum wheel plant in India, and also revenue was positively impacted by exchange rate variation in the period. Asia and other markets participation in our net operating revenue was similar in the third quarter of 20 at 8.6% versus 8.4% in the third quarter last year. Looking at market performance in terms of vehicle produced in the main markets for us in the region, production of light vehicles in India was down 11.8% in the third quarter of 20, starting a recovery faster than the commercial vehicle segment that was down 31.7% in the third quarter of 20 versus third quarter of 19. The light vehicle segment in Thailand is significantly down in the third quarter of 20, down 39.1% versus third quarter of 2019. On slide number seven, looking at net operating revenue by product, the main variance from third quarter of 19 to third quarter of 20 is related to structural components for commercial vehicles that represented 21% of our revenue last year and now represents 17% in the third quarter of 2020. And this is due to the impact of the reduction in production of commercial vehicles in North America in 2020. On slide number eight, we can see net operating revenue by customer, and the main variations are related to the dynamics of the different markets and segments where we operate, as explained before, where we see growth in the commercial vehicle segment in gradual happening in Brazil, but the light vehicle segment recovering faster in Europe and in North America during the third quarter of this year versus the third quarter of last year and versus the second quarter of this year as well. On slide number nine, gross profit of 10.2% margin in the third quarter of 20, or a gross profit of 256 million reais versus the 323 million reais in the third quarter of last year. In the 9 months of 2020, we achieved a gross profit of 304 million reais, or a gross margin of 5.1%, versus 958 million reais in the first 9 months of last year. Gross margin in the third quarter was impacted by lower operational leverage and difference in the mix of products sold around the world, particularly a larger share of commercial vehicles in the main markets where the company operates in the third quarter of last year. On slide number 10, we can look at adjusted EBITDA and margin, achieving 241 million reais in the third quarter of 20 versus 335 million reais in the third quarter of 19. A margin of 9.6% in the third quarter of 20 versus 13.2% in the third quarter of 19. For the first 9 months of the year, an adjusted EBITDA of 306 million reais in the 9 months of 2020 versus 883 million reais in the 9 months of 19, primarily impacted by the drop in demand in the second quarter of 2020 and the gradual recovery during the third quarter of this year. In addition to the effects of restructuring and impairments, as shown on the left-hand side box of the same page, where we can see restructuring effects and impairments of 33.3 million reais in the third quarter of 20 versus 1.6 million reais in the third quarter of 19, and 93.4 million reais in the first 9 months of 20 versus 2.5 million reais in the 9 months of 19. In addition to the effects of restructuring impairments as shown, third quarter 20 was negatively impacted by expense related to the incidence of Social Security contributions on one-third of vacation in Brazil, approximately 10 million reais. And also a reminder that the third quarter of 19 was benefited from gain from the judicial process of the exclusion of ICMS on the base of PIS/COFINS calculations, approximately 59 million reais benefit in the third quarter of 2019. Net income of 125 million reais last year was a loss of 19 million reais in the third quarter of 2020. Our net income of 298 million reais in the first 9 months of last year were a net loss of 362 million reais in the first 9 months of 20. Excluding the effects of restructuring and impairments, the result in the third quarter 20 would have been a net income of 14.4 million reais and a net loss of 268.7 million reais in the 9 months of 2020. On slide 12, you can see the reduction in our capital expenditures in the third quarter of 2020 to 69 million reais, or a reduction of 54.8%, and a drop of 30.6 million reais in the first 9 months of the year. Excluding the effect of exchange rate variation and the reduction in capital expenditures would have been 64% in the third quarter of 20 and 42.3% in the first 9 months of the year. On slide 13, we can see our financial leverage and liquidity ratio, where we achieved a net debt of 3,739 million reais by the end of the third quarter of 20, and an adjusted financial leverage of 7 times net debt over the adjusted EBITDA for the last 12 months. On the same slide, on the right-hand side, we can see the liquidity ratio of 0.7 times cash over short-term debt. And the final number of 2.3 billion reais net debt or short-term debt in the third quarter of 19, and a cash of 1.6 billion reais in the third quarter of 2020. On slide 14, we can look at the composition of our gross debt on the left-hand side and the breakdown of 40% of our gross debt in Brazilian reais, 38% in euro, 12% in U.S. dollar, and 10% in other currencies. Also on the right-hand side, we can see long-term that represented 78% in the third quarter of 2019, now represents 57% in the third quarter of 2020. Our average cost in third quarter of 2019 was 5.3% per annum, and the average cost of our debt in the third quarter of 2020 is 3.6% per annum. On slide 15, just an invitation to participate of our Investor Day and public APMAC meeting scheduled for November 24, 2020, where we plan to talk a little bit more about our operations and our efforts and plans around innovation and customers and product development around the world. Some final comments for this portion. In addition to prioritizing health and safety of our employees, financial and operational management with the objectives of preserving liquidity and recovering operating margins continue to be our ongoing priorities. Our efforts during the third quarter and fourth quarter are focused on producing efficiently to meet the demand of our customers in different regions and segments. Actions implemented during the third quarter and fourth quarter to reduce expense, adjust our plans to growing levels of demand, restructuring initiatives, reprioritization, and investment reduction, focus and discipline on cash and liquidity, have supported our work to improve operating margins gradually and continuously. During the third quarter of 2020, we continued the ramp-up process of our new stamping plant in Mexico and the launch of new products for our customers, meeting the higher demand in the North American truck market. In India, where the light vehicle market, mainly in the entry-level segment, is beginning to show a relevant recovery, our new aluminum wheel plant continued its ramp-up process following a schedule of launch of new vehicle platforms in the country. After the consistent improvement in Yoshi Maxim's operational leverage during the third quarter, we remain attentive to the change in demand for vehicles in all countries and segments where we operate, in order to keep our cost and expense structures in line with the new reality of each region. Our global footprint and technical competence, combined with our efforts to develop innovative solutions and our capability of launching new products, remain as priorities to gain new business and meet the needs of all global automotive customers. Thanks for your participation today, and we will open now for the question and answer session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Our first question comes from Victor Mizusaki with Bradesco BBI.
Hi, I have two questions here. The first one, I mean, if you think about, I mean, as you mentioned, vehicle production recovered in Q4 and 2021, we see these positive trends. But I'd like to know if you could comment a little bit about EBITDA margins in Brazil versus other markets, what happened in the third quarter, and how do you see these margins evolving in the coming quarters? And the second question, if you can also comment about Europe, if your clients in Europe, if there is any concern about this second wave of COVID-19. Thank you.
Hi, Victor. This is Elcio. Thanks for your question. I think with regards to the first question on the EBITDA, I think Brazil definitely has the South America region has recovered very well from the second quarter, where the volume was, you know, significantly down. The third quarter, when we look across the margin, South America posted a, similar but a bit higher than the average of the entire of the other regions. And I think that that trend it actually depends a lot on the volumes that we're gonna see across the regions, because that's really what drives the operational leverage here of the company. But was a little bit higher than the average of the company in the third quarter.
Regarding your second question in terms of Europe and demand, obviously we are following the second wave of the pandemic in Europe and the increasing number of COVID-19 cases in the region. But so far, we haven't seen any change in terms of plans from our customers regarding production versus what they have been telling us for the last 4 or 6 weeks. I mean, the demand and the schedules have been developed over the last 2 months, and they are increasing in demand on a month by month, both from a meet demand point of view and also for adjusting mix of products by our customers in the different markets. But so far, even with the increase in the number of cases of COVID-19 in Europe, we haven't seen any change in terms of production plans by our customers. Obviously, we will continue to monitor. We are following this very closely. But the good news is that so far there has been no change. And I think the current actions that are being implemented in Europe, they are slightly different in the second quarter when we saw, because of the very abrupt increase of case of COVID-19 and the higher fatality rate, there was a more significant lockdown happened in different countries during the second quarter. I think now with the number of increase, obviously the countries are concerned about the increase of case, although the fatality rate seems to be lower, and they've implemented actions that up to now have been more looking at adjusting social distancing not on the business side, but more on the personal side. But we will see this in the next few weeks and see if there is any impact going forward. But so far, no change to the production plans that the customers have been telling us for the last several weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to make a question, please press star one. The next question comes from Victor Mizusaki with Bradesco BBI.
Thank you. I have just a final question. In the conference call in Portuguese, also you mentioned about, you comment a little bit about the short-term debt and what the company is doing in order to refinance. So I'd like to understand if you can give any additional color, if, for example, the plan is to lessen the debt profile or the short-term debt in Q4, and probably when you publish the numbers for the fourth quarter, you'll likely see a different debt profile. Thank you.
Hi, Victor. We are actually working on a couple of transactions here that can materialize during the fourth quarter, but still, still a question mark, but we are evolving, progressing well on those that can drive, a different profile of that, but that's still, you know, to be seen, progressing well again. And in the fourth quarter or the first quarter, I think that are a few things we're working on here that can change the profile. In the meantime, as we said in the prior call, we continue to renew the majority of the gray majority of the debt that is coming due. And in some occasions as well, we are converting into long-term debt with the commercial banks, being Brazilian or international ones. But we are working on a couple other transactions here.
And also, can we say that that based on what we're reporting in the third quarter, I mean, is very strong at the margin, but it would be much easier to have these negotiations with banks in order to reduce the cost of debt and also to bridge these long-term debts?
Well, I think the result, the operating performance of the company clearly helps, right? I mean, when we were in the second quarter with very low visibility of the future, it was a lot tougher. Now with the third quarter results that we, you know, just posted and the perspectives that we have, I think that helps all the creditors in general to understand how we are turning the business around given the second quarter. I think the leverage that continues to be at high level, but that's mainly driven by the second quarter, right? If you look into the third quarter numerator, the net debt, it actually increased by about 100 million reais, but actually it was mainly driven by the FX. If the FX were constant in the quarter, we would actually have seen a reduction in the net debt. Now, the denominator, the EBITDA, the past 12 months, that continues, that was actually the one that drove a higher leverage in the quarter. So we had 241 on adjusted basis in this quarter versus 335 of last year's. And just reminding that last year's, we had the 59 million reais of the non-recurrent ICMS positive effects, right? So essentially that's what is drove the increase in leverage. And as we go into next year and we replace the second quarter of this year for more normalized ones, I think that's when you see, you know, a continuing downward trend on the leverage as well, which will further support these conversations with the creditors.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yoship Maxim conference call is concluded. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call. We'll be right back.